From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. We are live in the studio. The morning after our presidential debate is, as you know, full of quips and quotes. There are multiple candidates claiming that they won. There's fact-checking and fundraising and polling and more fact-checking. And so here we are. After last night's three-hour debate in Ohio, there were 12 Democratic candidates for U.S. president, including two Californians. Cap Radio's PolitiFact California team was monitoring the event. Reporter Chris Nichols is joining me in the studio. And good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Beth.
This was an evening that I would say had cycles of pushing and then punching and swiping, and the majority of it was aimed at Elizabeth Warren.
It was, and I think that was one of the major differences compared to previous debates. Warren had to play defense, and we didn't see that in the past. Of course, she's now one of the front runners, along with former Vice President Joe Biden. So a number of the other candidates did criticize her over her Medicare for All plan, whether it would raise taxes on the middle class. That was a major difference. I thought for our own Californian candidate, California Senator Kamala Harris, there was a difference there, too. She's no longer in that top tier of candidates. She's really dropped in the polls. And I think in a way that sort of freed her up to go back on the attack. She didn't really receive much criticism over her record or over her plans. And so instead, she really went after her favorite target, of course, was President Trump.
Many people will say, and some polls will say, that Elizabeth Warren is clearly in the front runner spot right now, not sharing it. That's the story that's told by measuring how much time each candidate got in the debate, not specifically by issues, but just overall time. It's interesting.
Right. And she, when you look at the New York Times, they measured who got the most speaking time in the debate. And Warren, by far, had the most speaking time at about almost 23 minutes. And then Joe Biden was second, and Senator Amy Klobuchar third. And looking at the two Californians in the race, Harris was way down at seventh, so she didn't speak as much at about 12 minutes. And then Californian Tom Steyer, his first time on the debate stage, he actually had the fewest speaking moments at just about seven last night.
I think not unexpected, as he was brand new to the debate stage. So let's get to the fact-checking, which, as we could guess and we know from your work, is a process.
It is. And there's a number of statements that we're looking at. One from Harris on gun violence that I know we'll talk about a little bit later. One from Tom Steyer, the idea that most Americans, he said 90%, have not gotten a raise in 40 years. We'll talk a little bit about those. We're looking into them. I know we're also going to hear from Senator Harris in a moment. Her theme last night was really her sharp criticism aimed at President Trump. She really went after the president for what she said was his failure to keep his promises to working Americans, and for what she called his crimes in plain sight with Ukraine, which, of course, has led to the House impeachment inquiry.
National PolitiFact is fact-checking as well. And would you just highlight some of the candidates that they've focused their work on?
That's right. They've produced a couple of fact-checks, several fact-checks at PolitiFact.com, including what they found to be a misleading claim by Joe Biden dealing with tax increases in Medicare for All. And another claim that they found was misleading by Senator Warren dealing with President Trump and some Facebook ads.
All right, let's jump to Senator Harris. And as you said, the theme of the night for her was the criticism aimed at President Trump, which is something she did in the last round of debates also. Talk to me about what we're going to hear from her.
Well, this is from, I believe, her first introductory remarks. And she talked about the faults that she sees in the president. And again, it was a theme throughout the night, starting early on and throughout the debate.
And he has consistently, since he won, been selling out the American people. He's been selling out working people. He's been selling out our values. He's been selling out national security. And on this issue with Ukraine, he has been selling out our democracy. Our framers imagined this moment, a moment where we would have a corrupt president. And our framers then rightly designed our system of democracy to say there will be checks and balances. This is one of those moments. And so Congress must ask.
That was her major strategy. She also used, though, the discussion of health care to raise up the specific area of health care in terms of women's reproductive rights. She also had some strong statements about gun violence. So let's say a bit more about her in the debate last night.
Right. I think that's those are a couple of moments where she really stood out. She said that more attention must be paid to the Republican attacks on abortion rights at the state level. And she said that as president, her Department of Justice would review all state abortion laws to make sure they meet the legal protections under Roe v. Wade. And that really seemed to get her a lot of support there at the debate hall. She also spoke out against gun violence. She claimed that it's the leading cause of death for young black men. And that is a statement that PolitiFact fact-checked back in 2016. They fact-checked a similar statement and rated it true. We're going to take a look at the current data to see if that matches with what Harris said.
Where is Kamala Harris in the latest polls?
Well, support for Harris has really dropped since early July. People may forget, but she had briefly moved into second place nationally, just behind Joe Biden at that time, right after the first debate. But recently, she was ranked fifth in a national survey. That was just this week. And then here in California, she's fallen from the top candidate just a couple months ago down to fourth place in a recent poll.
I'm talking with Chris Nichols, Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter. Let's shift to Tom Steyer. 7 minutes and 13 seconds to speak in a three-hour debate. But he was on the stage, something that hadn't happened before.
That's right. This was his first appearance. Like you said, he did speak less than all the other candidates. But when he did speak, he touted his work over the past 2 years, pushing for President Trump's impeachment. We have some sound of that.
This is my first time on this stage, so I just want to start by reminding everybody that every candidate here is more decent, more coherent, and more patriotic than the criminal in the White House. But I also want to point out that Anderson's right. 2 years ago, I started the Need to Impeach movement because I knew there was something desperately wrong at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that we did have the most corrupt president in the country, and that only the voice and the will of the American people would drag Washington to see it as a matter of right and wrong, not of political expediency.
I sometimes can't tell which his priority is, to run for president or to make sure the current president is forced out of office. And, you know, maybe that's something that is so intermixed for him that it's not necessary to pull the two apart. But he also referenced climate change in a strong way.
He did. I would say that was the other big topic he spoke about. He said essentially that the United States needs to lead again on climate change. That's been a big issue, certainly before his focus on Trump and the need to impeach. He's warned about the dire threats of climate change in TV ads here in California. During the debate, he also said that the United States needs to restore its relationships with its allies. He said that we need to get, in his words, get rid of President Trump's America First focus. And he called for passing a wealth tax to reduce income inequality. And of course, it's important to remember that he is he made his living and his money as a hedge fund investor, and he is a billionaire.
The claim that you are fact-checking, he unwrapped interestingly. He started to go down the path of 90% of Americans have not had a raise, and he sort of paused in that moment. And I, like so many other people, I was kind of thinking about time. I wonder what he's going to say here. And I have to say that 40 years was a pretty shocking figure.
Right. And he did seem to offer a few qualifiers, and we're going to go back and look at those because those are important. But his essential claim was that 90% of Americans have not had a raise in 40 years. Our national partner, PolitiFact, they have examined at least a similar claim In the past, they found that income for every group of Americans has, in fact, increased beyond the rate of inflation since the 1970s. So again, that basically that period that Steyer is talking about. They did find that another measurement, the share of income taken by the bottom 90%, that has declined since 1973. So they rated that similar claim half true. We'll take a closer look at what Steyer said, how he qualified it, and consider that for a fact check.
And where is Tom Steyer in the polls right now?
Well, he just got into the race in July, but right now he is at 2% in the most recent national poll among all Democratic candidates.
All right. Chris Nichols is Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter based at Cap Radio. Let's note again the national PolitiFact work and where people can find that.
Right. Their work is at PolitiFact.com, and our fact checks will be at PolitiFact.com/California.
Okay. And one more piece of trivia, because I didn't quite know where else to drop it in. This is President Donald Trump's 1,000th day in office. Up next, from San Diego Gas and Electric, I'll talk with the Director of Fire Science and Climate Adaptation. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio.